This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's just about 7:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And up next, we're talking about an initiative and a platform that was meant to commemorate the sacrifices of medical frontliners during this pandemic. It's called the We Love You Box. And as mentioned, it is both a platform as well as an actual box and an actual initiative. And essentially what it is that anyone can send messages of gratitude and contribute to funding care packages curated for frontliners. Each box is budgeted at 64 ringgit. It contains things like energy and immunity boosters, protective gear, personalized mementos. And it's looking to raise 640,000 for 10 medical and quarantine centres for more than 10,000 healthcare workers handling COVID-19 patients nationwide. That's by year end. And the first phase of deployment will be made to Hospital Sungai Buloh, Hospital Kuala Lumpur and MEPS. And that is this month. So I think this speaks to, this is one initiative of many. We've seen that there are lots of people looking to try to show frontliners care and appreciation. And I think that this is one of those times where we have to look at things happening simultaneously, right? Because while on the one hand, we are advocating for frontliners to get better care, more attention from the ministry, to be able for contract doctors, for example, to get their situation bettered or sorted out. You know, things like days of leave, burnout, these are things that we know our frontliners are going through. And so while there is an importance in advocating for that with the ministry and hoping to get them to, you know, to address these things, it's also important to show love in other ways, I think, to make people feel appreciated in perhaps smaller but no less significant ways, which is where something like this comes in. So we'd like to know, what else do you think we could do to show some appreciation for frontliners? That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, joining us to talk about this on Zoom is Yuni Sung, who is the founder of We Love You Box. Yuni, welcome to the show. Firstly, perhaps you could tell us more about yourself and how you came up with this idea.
So I come from a digital advertising background. And basically, I was moved from Project Bangsa Malaysia's video that went viral in July. So it was if you haven't watched it before, it's actually a video about our Malaysian medical and healthcare workers, about how hard it has been to tackle COVID-19 and how exhausted they are. So you could actually hear in the video that their voices were breaking as if there was no hope. So it was because of this video I felt compelled not to sit back, but to do something about it. I sent out a survey form asking Malaysians whether they too felt the same way as I did, and if they would want to motivate healthcare workers in any way possible. So surprisingly, 97% out of 170 respondents actually said yes. So because of this, it was enough for me to believe that it was worth starting. And interestingly, in this survey, the name We Love Your Box was also the most voted name for this initiative. So that is how We Love Your Box started.
And talk to us about who are the people behind this.
The people behind We Love You Box is actually a collective group of individuals from various backgrounds. For instance, we have Cheyenne, who is actually from marketing background, Dina from retail, Calvin, a student from Penang, and so on. So it started with like-minded people and friends. And now we also have a doctor on board too. Her name is Dr. Selena, by the way. The core team includes amazing individuals, people from all parts of Malaysia. So we are talking from not only just KL and Selangor, but also, like I said, Penang and Sabah, and all of whom are actually volunteering their time and efforts to make a difference on top of their full-time jobs that they currently have.
You met with medical officers prior to launching this platform. What were those conversations like?
Yeah, before I actually launched We Love You Box, it was actually quite important for me to assess what was going on the ground. So at that time, I called up whoever I could reach out to interview any medical or healthcare workers from top to down level. And I'm still in touch with them till today, actually. I can safely say that they are trying their best, doing what they can, pulling double shifts, having like 3 hours of sleep a day. And surprisingly, many do not know what is really going on outside, as they have been focusing so much on saving lives. It's hard for them to actually take a break. And it really was heartbreaking to listen to what they are going through in their stories. So I'll share one story here. She's a doctor, and half a team of nurses was infected with COVID. Within 1.5 weeks later, this doctor and her own family and the other remaining nurses in her team were also infected with COVID. She was so stressed out that the first half of the team that just recovered had to go back in again. And it's not only just the stress of managing her team, it's also she was thinking about whether or not she could actually save their patients. Is it really enough? She questioned her promise as a medical professional to save lives. It truly is heartbreaking to see their mental state shaken to the core.
Now, we've talked about where this began, you know, where it started. Talk to us about your overall goals for this platform and this initiative.
We created We Love You Box as a collaborative platform for anyone or organizations to help raise the spirits of our dear medical heroes. Now, if you really think about it, our healthcare workers are literally warriors who have been fighting this biochemical war, as one would say, for the nation for more than 18 months. They are, in fact, putting their lives on the line for us, working long hours in the layers of protective gear. Whilst there are some out there in the provision of medical supplies and meals, what we at We Love You Box are doing is addressing their emotional and psychological needs. So, like I said before, 97% of our respondents felt that the medical frontliners need special care and motivation to push through the fight. So to fund and deploy these motivational care packages, we are looking at raising a minimum of 640,000 ringgit to impact 10,000 medical and healthcare frontliners across the country, with the first three hospitals being Hospital Sungai Buloh, Hospital Kuala Lumpur, and MyAIPS Quarantine Center, as voted through our survey. Motivating medical and healthcare professionals to keep up the good work is our main goal now. And I've actually just sent out another survey specifically to healthcare workers. So as we know that even though the numbers are coming down, but the response I received, by the way, this data is still new, is still the same as 2 months ago. Bleak and exhaustion was the theme that what I got from the survey. So our goal is to let them know that we are here to support them all the way, as they really hardly have any time to talk to people outside the medical industry.
So since this is curated specially for frontliners, walk us through what's in the box.
So in the We Love You box, essentially it's a way for the rakyat to send love to our medical and healthcare frontliners. So it could be in the form of messages and, you know, care packages. Each box is curated according to the hospital wish list and includes energy boosters and pick-me-ups, protective gears and mementos of appreciation. So, for instance, we thoughtfully designed a bag to remind them how courageous they have been in crushing COVID-19. Now, when I actually showed this bag design to a couple of them, and they really, really loved it. So, in one way or another, each gift box is meant to uplift their spirits and comes with, you know, motivation, you know, and these are coming from the rakyat. So we do what we can to brighten up their day, encourage them that during the 10-minute rest break that they have, that we are thinking of them.
How many boxes have been sent to frontliners so far, and how have they reacted when they got it?
I've been in touch with some medical officers, clearly. And during our conversations, we shared these motivational and positive messages from the rakyat. Now, it was because of this that actually the proof of concept really, really worked. They truly felt touched. And this simple gesture made them feel that this fight was worth fighting for. To be honest, we haven't sent out any We Love You boxes yet, but we have locked down our first batch of delivery to Hospital Sungai Buloh on the 30th of September.
So with that then, overall, what has the response been like since you started out in terms of contributions, in terms of participation?
It has been one heck of a journey, I would say. Ever since I've started this with the team, in terms of funding, we have managed to reach 15%, which is close to 100K of our goal of 640,000 ringgit. And thanks to over 50 individual donors who have contributed so far, and a few early corporate sponsors, namely CIMB Foundation, Signature Market, Sunstar Food, Joybean, and Bergamot, we have managed to accumulate close to 100K. But like I said earlier, we are reaching to 640K. So, you know, we can't do this alone. And we are really thankful to be able to partner with various grassroots organizations such as Sedunia, which is our crowd fundraising platform, Project Bangsa Malaysia, who is our strategic partner for this, Rally Kuala Lumpur, an NGO as well. So, and in regards to volunteers, we are also grateful to collaborate with Kembara Kitchen and Care Mongers as our logistic partners. Yeah, so I'll be honest though, we still need all the support we can get in order to accelerate deployment of these care packages to our target of 10 hospitals. As right now, we have just barely collected enough for 2 hospitals. But that being said, I would like to emphasize that, you know, 100% of all the proceeds that we receive are directly to, to hospitals. So any brands or individuals can come in to provide monetary or in-kind donations.
And based on the conversations that you've had, what else do you think the government needs to do to assist frontliners?
From the conversations we've had, quote and unquote, unfortunately, many do not think the pandemic is a real pandemic. It would be helpful that there is some education about this. What we are seeing now, the pandemic has exposed the broken healthcare system. While it is great that the new COVID-19 portal, which is covidnow.moh.gov.my, by the government, provides the update on the hardware capacity, such as oxygen tanks, ICU beds, medical equipment. But it would be great if there's also some awareness of the software in regards to manpower. So what I mean by this is, what is the threshold of the medical staff versus patients ratio? How many medical staff dealing with COVID-19 do we have at the moment and the casualties so far? By understanding what's at stake in terms of both hardware and software capacity, then we as a nation can deal with the situation more effectively. Also, we have heard that there is no solution to the contract system issue for junior doctors. There are no clear criteria of selection for junior doctors to be absorbed into a permanent position. This whole uncertainty about their future has caused many, many junior doctors to quit and look for an alternative, and, you know, and this further burdens the overstrained healthcare system.
And how can the Rakyat show our support?
Apart from not ending up in the hospital and adding to the burden, fellow Malaysians could share a simple gratitude message, be it to the doctor themselves or medical frontliners, or even at welovebox.com. These messages will be broadcasted onto a special Telegram channel dedicated to frontliners. Now, by sharing this positive message, you will brighten up not just a frontliner's day, a healthcare worker's day, but your own as well.
And if anyone listening wants to contribute, how can they do that?
They can share motivational messages and contribute towards funding the care packages through welovebox.com. They can also follow our social media channels on Instagram and Facebook as well to spread the word of this initiative. You know, and we have a pledge as well that we, a video pledge that we created. So hopefully that will create a ripple effect and, you know, can be magnified further to aid more healthcare workers.
Yuni, thanks for speaking with us. That was Yuni Sung, founder of the We Love You Box initiative and platform. If you'd like to check them out and participate, you can visit www.weloveyoubox.com or join the We Love You Box Telegram. In the meantime, keep those thoughts coming. How else can we show appreciation for our frontliners? We'll be back after the 7:30 news.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.